5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, October 10th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please follow our Rumble channel. You'll find all of our new video content there. Rumble.com/SkywatchTV. Not just these daily updates or the weekly program, but the new weekly programs, Simply His, Return to Eden, and The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, all right there. But better yet, bring them all into your smartphone or tablet with our mobile app. It's free. Tell you how to get it before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, Containergeddon. Yes, the backlog of container ships off the coast of California. Did a little digging yesterday and found, thanks to the website, The Last Refuge. The Last Refuge. The blog has done some amazing deep dives into some of the stranger political events of the last 5 years or so. And thanks to The Last Refuge, we can now say with confidence that blame for the massive backlog of cargo ships, 500,000 containers waiting to be offloaded at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach and transported across the country to solve the problem of the empty shelves developing on stores all across America, is not the fault of the United States government. It is, in fact, the fault of the state of California. California is to blame, specifically its environmental regulations. On October 16th of last year, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Administration, reached a settlement with the California Air Resource Board, or CARB, to shut down semi-tractor rigs that were non-compliant with new standards of the state of California, new emission standards. In effect, what that 2020 determination and settlement created was the inability of most of the nation's truckers to pick anything up at the Port of Los Angeles or the Port of Long Beach. Virtually all privately owned trucks and tractor trailers and half of the fleet trucks that are used for moving containers across the nation are now blocked from entering the state of California. I will repeat, half of the trucks in America capable of hauling containers from the state of California can't enter the state because of California's emissions regulations. So now to offset the problem, transportation companies started using compliant trucks, low emissions trucks, across the state of California, where they then transfer the cargo, the containers, to trucks that can drive in the other 47 states in the lower 48. But the scale of this problem has created a huge bottleneck because this bottleneck is building over time. There aren't enough low emissions trucks to move the containers out of the port fast enough to accommodate the containers that are waiting to be unloaded off those ships, even if the ports operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which they are now, in fact, doing. 1 week ago today, the White House put on a great big show. You remember I talked about Pete Buttigieg, our transportation secretary, who's been on paid paternity leave for the last 2 months. This was an effort, I think, to rehabilitate his image a little bit. The optics are bad for the White House, in other words, of all of these ships stretching out 40 miles into the ocean just waiting to offload. So President Biden met with the heads of the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach and the International Longshore and Warehouse Union. This meeting was sold as Biden and Transportation Secretary Buttigieg showing decisive positive action to clear the backlog from the port at California. What they did was essentially got the port, the two ports, Los Angeles and Long Beach, and the ILWU to work 24/7. Now, the longshoremen, hey, great, overtime. The problem is there aren't enough compliant trucks. And so these containers are being stacked up at the ports. They're running out of places to stack the containers because the trucks can't pull them out of the port fast enough. The optics of ships waiting off the coast is beginning to clear, but now we've got stacks and stacks and stacks of containers at the ports waiting for trucks. Truck drivers report sitting and waiting sometimes 8 hours for their truck to be loaded. This is a huge problem that has been caused by the emission standards passed by the state of California. And this is where the federal government should just step in and say, look, this is not acceptable. Federal government has the right to control interstate commerce. This is a federal issue that affects the rest of the country. California, do better. This is so nuts. And there are major retailers who saw this coming. Amazon, Walmart, Home Depot, Costco, they saw this coming and began making other arrangements to ship their goods to other ports. I mean, basically, offloading from China at the port of Los Angeles or the port of Long Beach is the fastest, most efficient way to get goods from China to the United States. You can ship into, say, Vancouver, or you can ship through the Panama Canal and go up to New York, but it takes longer, it costs more, and because you're now diverting trucks and other resources to other ports, you're limiting the number of trucks that can actually move the goods away from Los Angeles and Long Beach. California is the problem. Topic number four, crazy things the Democrats don't want you to know. Stuff stuffed into the massive $3.5 trillion infrastructure spending bill that Democrats themselves can't agree over, exposed in a Twitter thread by the Republican Study Committee. Some of the 40 budget items that are just, well, border on the insane, frankly, include free college for illegal immigrants, $8 billion to establish something called the Civilian Climate Corps, which is described by National Public Radio as a program to employ thousands of young people to address the threat of climate change, strengthen the country's natural defenses, and maintain its ailing public lands. Maintaining ailing public, isn't that why we have a forestry service? This is like creating... There are some who are calling this a climate cops, climate police force, sort of a green shirts corps that would go forth and squeal on anybody not complying with carbon emission standards. We'd have to see how that plays out. But again, it's like throwing money to basically just help those who helped get Joe Biden elected. $5 billion for environmental and climate justice block grants. Climate justice. Fixing racist roads and bridges with a $4 billion fund for grassroots organizations that, among other things, want to tear down or rebuild or otherwise alter infrastructure that they deem racist. $200 million for the Presidio Trust, which just coincidentally happens to be in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home district, and $80 billion to hire 87,000 new IRS agents to monitor everyone's bank and checking accounts that exceed a $600 balance or does more than $600 in transactions over the course, which basically means every bank account in the United States. That's what's in this $3.5 trillion spending bill, among other things. Topic number three, China's new toy. A report in Financial Times says that China has tested a nuclear-capable hypersonic glide vehicle that goes into space, circles the globe in an orbital fashion before making a run through the atmosphere towards its target. If this is true, and this trial flight reportedly occurred in August, this fractional orbital bombardment system, or FOBS, would be extremely difficult to stop. In fact, the bottom line is that the kinetic energy, even if it's not carrying a nuclear device, the kinetic energy of this system would be such that it would be absolutely devastating. And at this time, there is no known effective defense against it. China's denying the test, but five different sources quoted by the Financial Times said, yeah, it happened, and it apparently has taken the United States government completely by surprise. Topic number two, another Jesus preaching another gospel. Ibram X. Kendi, who's the leftist professor and author who's essentially the leading evangelist of critical race theory, weighed in on the substance, the essence of Jesus in a recent interview, describing him as a radical revolutionary who came to liberate people from the clutches of the American empire, end quote. His book, How to Be an Anti-Racist, is essentially considered the Bible of critical race theory, of anti-racism, which is actually racism on steroids. He said in an interview in July that he believes in liberation theology, rejecting white evangelical theology, because white evangelical theology, in his words, teaches that black people are a backward, uncivilized sort of savage race. Sadly, Dr. Kendi's views are shared by many evangelical pastors who don't really understand what critical race theory is. It does recast Jesus in the role of a savior, saving the oppressed people of the world from the oppressors. And of course, in this system, the oppressors are anyone who has light-colored skin. That misses the whole point of Jesus' mission to this earth. Jesus did come to set the captives free, but not from other humans, from principalities, powers, cosmic rulers over this present darkness. Paul wrote that we're not wrestling against human opponents. Dr. Kendi has misread the battlefield, and he has misled hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of followers around the world who think this is a contest for control of this planet. It is, but not in the natural realm, in the supernatural. And please, please remember, if you're watching this, Jesus said, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female. We are all one in Christ Jesus. The amount of melanin in your skin makes no difference. Coming up, being oppressed at an $80,000 a year school. That's next on 5 and 10.
Basically, you would be trapped inside of this stoic little creature that doesn't even if you could, even if you wanted to, you don't have the reproductive organs to even engage in the satiation of your sexual desires. You're literally in the most unattractive body you could possibly imagine if you're a demon.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion. DefenderConference.com.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, of all the snowflakes, this may be the flakiest. A student at $80,000 a year Oberlin College in Ohio, you might be surprised to hear that it's ultra-liberal. Anyway, claimed in an op-ed piece published in the student newspaper last Friday that he was angry, scared, and confused because cisgender men installed a radiator in his safe space dormitory. Cisgender is a term applied by gender activists toward men. Men. And because they were in his safe space, he was upset. Peter Frey Witzer, the young man's name, took school administrators to task over installing and upgrading the heating system in his Safe Space dormitory. He writes that he asked a campus official if he could be exempt from having a radiator installed in his room so as to avoid the intrusion. He complained that he felt mildly violated and a little peeved when contractors returned to his dorm room the next day to check the insulation. Frey Witzer added in his op-ed that he was very averse to people entering my personal space. This anxiety was compounded by the fact that this crew would be strangers and they were more than likely to be cisgender men. End quote. Well, that's rather presumptive. I mean, you know, women can be HVAC contractors too, you know. Cisgender, trans, whatever. Journalist Glenn Greenwald, who is himself a liberal, not a conservative, but he's an honest and logical liberal who bases his worldview on facts and reality. He wins the internet with this comment about this story. Quote, "Perfect illustration of how identity leftism doesn't just ignore class repression, but reinforces it. Ponder the rotted roots of an ideology that convinces highly privileged and wealthy students at elite colleges that the guys who come to fix their radiators are their oppressors, and that the ones whose family is paying $80,000 a year are the oppressed." End quote. That's what passes for education at some of our institutions of higher learning these days. Well, the SkyWatch TV Defender Conference is on. It is virtual, meaning you can access it online and watch these video presentations as often as you like, in any order you like, now through January 15th. It is not too late to sign up. Take advantage of these more than two dozen presentations, plus the world premiere of the documentary featuring an expose of the modern UFO and alien abduction disclosure phenomenon, The Great Delusion. It features interviews with some giants of the faith who've gone on, including some just recently, Chuck Missler, Chris Putnam, Noah Hutchings, and Russ Dizdar, who, as you know by now, just passed this past Sunday evening, all featured in the film, along with Tom Horn, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, former official with the UK Ministry of Defense, many others, and of course, two dozen presentations, including the likes of Joe Jordan, the president, co-founder of the CE4 Research Group, which works specifically with people who believe they're being abducted and tormented by extraterrestrials. This is worthwhile information, cutting-edge stuff, available nowhere else but through DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. This week on SkyWatch TV, we announced the launch, officially, of three brand new programs. You know this by now because you're watching this program and you're paying attention. The women's program, like no other, Simply His, our health program featuring the inimitable Charisse Parton, Return to Eden, and, of course, the show I'm honored to co-host with my best friend, Sharon K. Gilbert, that is, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries. Just did an interview this morning with one of the archaeologists on the team digging at the site of what, well, they've convinced us, is ancient Sodom. We discuss the evidence. That'll be in a forthcoming episode of The Bible's Greatest Mysteries. We talk about that on this week's program for SkyWatch TV, and you'll find that program, the over-the-air schedule for that program, that is, at skywatchtv.com/channels. But we'll broadcast on your schedule. You just tell us when. All you got to do is click the remote, and, of course, you got to have the SkyWatch TV app installed on your Roku or Apple TV device, or better yet, download the free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, because not only does it get you all of our video content, news updates several times a week, news the mainstream media wants you to miss, and that includes free excerpts from books published by Defender Publishing, including Zeitgeist 2025, The Messenger, many others. You'll find those coming right to your smartphone or tablet. And if you've got a modern smart TV, casting video from your mobile device to your television set is very easy with Chromecast and Apple's AirPlay. Get our free mobile app for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. The app works for all of those, or we've got versions for each of those, rather, and links to the app stores for each of those versions posted at skywatchtv.com. The link is in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.